Ladies and gentlemen,
Dean Richards joins us from Channel 9.
Citizens of the world,
some of the world's greatest entertainers are here tonight.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I present to you?
And tonight, guess what? It's going to be Dean.
Yeah, honey, you know I love you more than one night show.
Sponsored by Ravinia. Super Joe, tell me again, who won the White Sox tickets?
That would be Howard from Wheeling.
Oh, good old Howard from Wheeling, Dean, was a big winner. You know Howard from Wheeling?
He's on the phone.
You know Howard. Howard from Wheeling. You know him, don't you, Dean?
Good old Howard. He's the one that walks like this.
That's right.
Indeed.
Just the way you're walking right now. You're outside today.
I am. I'm cooking up a storm, like we like to do here every once in a while. I'm making a whole bunch of different pizzas. I made a grilled Hawaiian pizza earlier, which is prosciutto and pineapple.
Okay.
I made a grilled chicken and bruschetta pizza. Also, what else did I make? Oh, I made a turkey sausage and vegetable pizza, all grilled, so everything's got a nice smoky taste on it. And I just made a bacon cheeseburger that's served on a glazed donut.
So that is obviously healthy.
Super healthy. With every burger, we have a cardiologist that comes along with you while you eat it, just to be on the safe side. Thank you, Dr. Kevin Most, for volunteering.
It's very, very good. Very good of Kevin.
Very nice of him, yes.
Do you actually just slice the glazed donut and slap the burger on it, or is there more to it?
Yeah, it's a regular glazed donut, but it's, can you hear the WGN helicopter behind me right now?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Are they trying to fly someone to the hospital after having one of those?
We've had several people have to go to the hospital after the bacon.
Folks are going down.
It's a regular bacon cheeseburger. And then you slice a glazed donut, like from Dunkin' Donuts or, you know, someplace like that. It's really good. I'm also making stuffed burgers. I like my burgers with the cheese in it, mm-hmm. not on it. So when I make the patties, I make them, you know, a little on the thin side. I put a big dollop of whatever kind of grated cheese that I want. I made some with gorgonzola and sharp cheddar this morning, but you can put whatever you want. And then you put another thin burger on top of that and sort of, you know, fuse the two together and put it on the grill. And then when you bite into the burger, this melted cheese is just fantastic.
So all of this food that you're making is eaten by the overpaid on-air talent at WGN, yeah. Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah, this is the only time that I actually see all the people that work here at WGN. Otherwise, they avoid me like the plague, as you can imagine. But today I'm everybody's best friend with the with the pizzas and the grills,
You okay? You didn't go down, did you? Is everything all right,
yeah,
Dean?
No, somebody said this grill bag. Okay, somebody's looking at me. I asked for somebody to fix the grill because I have two grills and one of them just died. I'm doing like every mime thing to motion to him while I can still talk to you. What's going on here? But he wasn't getting it. Anywho, so yeah, I'm about to do a classic margarita pizza. I'm about to do a Italian sausage pizza and some grilled pizza bread. Not on like traditional. Like a pizza crust, but more like on an Italian bread where you make it like pizza and kind of bake it in aluminum foil. And it's yummy goodness, you know, afterwards.
Now here, when we have food here at the radio station, generally speaking, the news people and the engineers swoop in like hawks, even more so than the salespeople. Now, I know the news people and the producers there are like the people at the bottom of an ancient ship that are rowing when there's a fire behind them and someone's yelling, stroke, stroke, stroke. Do they get to eat the free food or does it all go to the talent?
No, everybody. In fact, I try to make sure that the, you know, the non-talent gets first dibs on it.
So Larry will come over and you'll slap his hand?
Yeah, I actually cut him with a knife earlier because he's aggressive. that Larry is aggressive.
No question about it.
Is non-talent really the correct term?
That's close. You know, what are you going to do? It's close.
It's an industry term. People who are on the air and people who are not on the air. It's probably a nicer way to put it.
Now, I know.
Leave it to Dave to be nice to somebody.
Right, of course.
I'm sorry, Dean.
How dare you? You know, the big news of the day seems to be Taylor Swift's anger. So we'll bring that up because you don't want to make the Swiftie angry. And we got some other things to talk about, including the Pride Parade from yesterday. So more coming with Dean, who's up to his hands, arms, wrists, and elbows in food this morning as he's grilling it up at Channel 9. Stand by, Dean. More for you in a moment.
You'll be calling his name. Dean Richard, the entertainment editor, Channel 9720.
Well, before we return to the grill, let's get ourselves a winner. Elaine in Brookfield, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
You are qualified for the White Sox family reunion.
Yay! Woo!
Now, do you have 20 family members or 19 family members that you like?
I do, and all White Sox fans.
Wow.
Good morning, everybody.
Sounds like you're the perfect winner.
Yeah, I hope so. That's awesome.
In the meantime, you have won tickets to an upcoming White Sox game, 4 tickets for that, and there's still a couple more chances for you to qualify.
Great.
And then Rokon and Anna will announce you as the winner later, I hope.
All right, I'm ready.
Thank you for listening, Elaine.
Thank you. Have a great, July. Happy July, everybody.
Happy July 1st. That's right. Happy Monday. Happy July 1st. All right, let's go back to Dean now, live at the grill.
I'm talking about Chicago Summer Blast. I'm going to be hosting that on WGN TV on Thursday night, on the 4th of July night. I'll be down at Navy Pier. If you'll remember last year, a torrential downpour happened, and I was nearly drowned.
Well, I know that you nearly drowning was big news, but most people are still concerned why you stole the job from Paul Conrad and me.
Yeah.
Oh.
What?
Who's talking to you?
That's a stagehand telling me why the grill's not working.
Okay, could you just mention we're on the air now? If you could just hang out for a second.
Yeah, I know. If Steve Shapiro from Apt is listening, if you could just get a couple of Apt grills over here, stat, that would be great. Because these ones that we used when Bob Bell worked here are not working out very well this morning.
So you have a grill and a backup grill, or just one grill?
No, I have two grills because I use both. I got a lot of food going here at the same time. So, but you know, one of them's not working, and we're not 100% sure why. And you know, my motto when it comes to using propane gas, any chance that you could take is a wise one.
Sure, sure. Have you considered a bonfire and a stick?
There may be a bonfire here soon. I'm not sure.
All right. Let me move on to a couple pieces of entertainment news. Big movie of the weekend. Was the Beatles movie a surprise hit?
It did okay. But the Toy Story was the number one movie again. Not a big surprise.
And I think I'm going to take Abigail Grace to see that possibly as soon as tomorrow if her parents clear that.
Yeah. And if Abigail Grace is a Beatles fan, I would recommend that other movie as well. Yesterday, it did okay. I don't have the box office numbers here with me at the grill, but it turned up in the top 5, which is, you know, respectable.
Taylor Swift is mad.
So here's the deal. When Taylor Swift was just a little kid, she wrote all these songs, became a big hit superstar, and when she was 15 years old, signed away the rights to all of her music. Up until that time, it was purchased by a small record company. But, you know, she was 15. She was like, hey, this is a good deal. But now that music library of Taylor Swift's, her videos, her likenesses during that time, have all been purchased by a guy named Scooter Braun, who is the manager for Justin Bieber, Ariana Grande, Demi Lovato, Kanye West, among others. He's a huge big deal with a lot of people, but not Taylor Swift, who says that he incessantly bullied her and intimidated her and was not a nice person to her, and she's beside herself that now the rights to her are owned by this guy. So she put out a big tweet about it yesterday. Justin Bieber has come to the manager's defense saying, hey, you talk smack about my friend, you're talking smack about me. So now there's some big war going on between all these spoiled brats. And that's where it is right now. Taylor Swift summarizes it all by saying, this is what happens when you sign a contract when you're 15 years old.
Right. Where were her parents
Justin Bieber
during
said,
all that?
What's that?
Where were her parents during all that?
That I do not know, but you know, I'm sure everybody thought it was, you know, she's 15 and yeah. she's offered a contract by a record company. I don't know too many people who are going to turn that down.
But the problem is, if you don't have proper representation, even at that point, or get a good lawyer to look at it, you end up in situations like this. Isn't this Scooter right. Braun and, the same you know, guy that was accused of sexual assault at one point?
No, this is that's a different guy.
That's a different Scooter? Oh, no. Oh, no. Is a flame broken out there?
What's that?
It sounded like a fire had broken out around you, but then again, that's a good thing.
No. Anything could happen out here, but no, flame didn't burn out. I'm not aware of any sexual allegations against this guy.
Okay. All right. We're just aware of allegations that he's a jerk.
That's what Taylor Swift alleges, yes.
All right, I'm being told the guy I'm referring to is Dr. Luke Kesha's former manager. And Dr. Luke and Scooter, you could see how I confused the two.
Right, and Dr. Luke, not a real doctor, by the way, just
what?
In case you were confused.
What? See, this is why we call it Moron Entertainment. All right, listen.
That one time. Oh, speaking of Moron Entertainment yesterday, mm-hmm. I had somebody come up to me during the Pride Parade yesterday and ask me where the Moron Entertainment float was.
Well, it was in the wrong parade, obviously.
Yeah. I told them that nobody was on it, and it was going the opposite direction of all the other floats.
It's on the Ike right now for no apparent reason.
Yeah, right. It started its own parade.
I was concerned when the weather hit that Bozo might get wet. Was Bozo drenched?
Bozo was okay. Bozo had a really good umbrella, and he was all okay. We all did get very, very wet. Trying to get out of all that mess. But, you know, we had a good time up until it looked like we were in a scene from The Wizard of Oz and the tornado was about to hit.
Yeah, and I was going to say it looked like fun. All right, I know how distracted you must be trying to cook, trying to work around people, trying to fix your grills, trying to talk to me. But that's, again, why we call this Moron Entertainment. Be well. Force yourself to continue. And as far as I know, Steve Shapiro's on the way right now with a truckload of grills.
He can't get here fast enough for my money.
It's Dean. He's cooking at Channel 9, and that's your Moron Entertainment.